Round one. And the question between these two heavyweights that has echoes from the past.
Suppose a man born blind taught by his touch to distinguish between a cube and a sphere. Suppose then he be made to see whether by his sight he could now distinguish which the globe and which the cube.
Is it reason or experience that he employs to do this? Into the present age, these two polar forces are still squaring up to each other.
Martin, you are blind, but cannot know what it is to be blind because you have no experience of what it is you lack.
Well, Brian, I might think those people who talk about light and colour are suffering from some kind of weird delusion. But perceiving that they can do a great number of things I can't do, and this is associated with their claim to an extra sense, then I respect what they say. So I say it is to do with doing rather than experiential knowledge.
Up on the lab slab, having my own geometric roots into answering the question.
I agree the blind can know some part of visual experience, but there is a distinction between knowing and knowing about. Take coffee, a liquid, usually drunk hot, somehow brown in taste as well as colour, unlike tea. It's aromatic, pungent, with a slight touch of acridity, giving a thick feeling in the mouth, satisfying with a long-lasting aftertaste. Someone hearing this would know a lot of things about coffee, but how it tasted would not be one of them. So, I maintain, the whole of visual experience must always remain a closed book to you, and the only knowledge you can ever have about seeing is conceptual knowledge.
A building 100 miles high and black holes can be derived out of other concepts which do represent direct experiences.
What translates? What is lost? What can you really know of our visual world?
Conditioned over the years, I have an understanding of when and why such words as see, light, and dark are used. And when the sighted can't see something because it is too dark. I learnt that this way of knowing to them was not even open to them under all conditions. Also, darkness has all the secondary meanings that it has for the sighted. Difficulty with perception of the unknown, threat, danger or warmth, safety, and the guard against intrusion.
I feel resistance.
Max?
I'm impressed with how far you can make this knowledge carry you, but you have a black box meaning of sight and vastly overestimate the extent to which you know what seeing is like.
Stretching out to feel just hard opposition.
You vastly underestimated the difference seeing makes to a person's experience. This is because you have never had the experience of seeing and have no desire to do the things the sighted can do. As I am in no desire to have £1 million, even though I know it would transform my life. There is no prospect of this happening, and I do not harbour a desire for this, miss it, or feel deprived for not having it.
You don't live surrounded by millionaires with intimate contact with them. Most blind people are in constant contact daily with what they are missing. They experience frustration and a sense of what is being missed through what they cannot do, not what they do not know.
You're a blind scientist, for God's sake.
Up on the lab slab.
Let me read you the opening of Aristotle's Metaphysics. Quote, all men by nature desire to know. An indication of this is the delight we take in our senses, even apart from their usefulness, their love for themselves, and above all others, the sense of sight. And not only in action, but in repose, we prefer seeing to everything else, unquote.
Yes, I got
a shock of recognition on reading this.
I cannot believe that you prefer sight to everything else. For this would mean you would prefer to lose it rather than everything else. Your partner, children, thinking or feeling.
Which the globe and which the cube?